Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Running commentary and
just sorting out my change.
So oh, he's jingle. Not ready. He's not ready.
So it doesn't jingle. No, we're fine.
We're on Hackney Marshes. Regular listeners, we've been here before. It's a huge,
massive expanse of football.
Yeah, like
pitches.
A recreational field. It's really good. There's a great park on here, and there's I think 30 football pitches, and we're going to run around the edge of it once or twice or three times or four times.
There's a fast park on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
flat. One of the fast ones.
It's got a couple of hairpins on it.
Right.
I think it's normally only got one hairpin on it, but they've got building works going on. But yeah, it's all flat.
Very nice.
And very nice, soft. Nice place to be.
Soft underfoot.
That's why we're here, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Because we're taking it easy. We're 9 days out. We're not 9 days out from anything. But if you might be listening to this about 9 days out from the London Marathon. As we run, some people will be just a couple of days away from Manchester.
Yeah, I know people nipping over to Boston as well.
That's around now, isn't it?
April the 9th, yes.
April the 9th, that's right. So that's 9 days away. And Brighton. A few people have been getting in touch, talking about, you know, tape of fear and aches and pains. I think a couple of things about it. I was thinking about it because we are, but, you know, not much less than 4 weeks away from the marathon. I was wondering exactly how early a maranoia...
Right,
I'm doing speech marks there. Can set in. I think you, as long as you're thinking about a long run, you can really let those aches and pains in, can't you?
Well, it's a weird phase, this, because you're a month out, so you've still got a couple of weeks heavy training to go, but at the same time, you don't want to mess everything up.
Yeah. Well, I think
so
that I was thinking this on the way here today. There's no way we would counsel... Stop running, because you've got to keep your hand in, you know, you've got to keep training, you've got to carry on staying as good as you've become. But I think it's true to say, and I think I'm getting this from experts we've spoken to, that from about 3 weeks or a month away, you're unlikely to get any better.
Yeah.
Maintaining fitness, and that's good. But, you know, if it's a judgment call, if you're saying, I could run today or not, but I've got like this pain, then your chances of working on your recovery higher than working on your fitness.
Yeah,
so if that's the roll of the dice, that's where you're at.
It's a weird one. I mean, I think classically 4 weeks before the marathon tends to be most people's highest mileage in the training cycle, and then the taper, definitely the last 3 weeks, but not falling off a cliff.
No.
If that's topical this morning.
Yeah.
Just before we sign.
It's Brexit Day,
Article 50 and fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
But, there's a story to tell it, because I'm slightly carrying something at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, talk me through you first, because you've got a bit of a...
I'm all right, you know. I think that, this is more sort of wider, this has certainly been my experience.
Yeah.
And maybe it's to do with age and running experience as well, but... I think that what you do is, 4 weeks out from a marathon, you run 20 plus miles.
Yes, yeah.
You think, that was brilliant, I feel great.
Right.
And then 3.5 weeks to 3 weeks out from marathon, you go on a little run and you come back thinking, everything's hurting, what could possibly be wrong? That was only 5 miles.
Right.
And what it is it's DOMS, isn't it?
Yes.
Delayed onset muscle stress. And we're not used to it. I just think as humans, we're much better with the acute than the chronic. And I think that's what feeds into the paranoia. You get home after a 5-miler and think, why is that hurting me?
Yeah.
And it's because you're recovering from your 21, but it's a week ago, so you kind of forget and start thinking about it all wrong. So, yeah, around the end of last week, a few days after our Brighton run, everything was hurting. Specifically, I really don't think I'm very good at running 2 days on the trot, and I did 2 days last week.
Right, right.
So then I did actually bin off one run, just a little one.
Because
the pains I had in my legs were a bit weird.
Yes.
I had a sharp twingling pain over my right knee, which is very strange, and a bony ache in my right ankle.
It's distinguishing between just sort of painy, achy, and worrying pain, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's that kind of...
And once you're that person, you're getting scared.
That's right, exactly. It can be quite hard to distinguish.
And that brings you back to my first thing, is that if in doubt, take the time, because you're much, much more likely to get the benefit of recovery than you are to get the benefit from hard training.
And you're much fitter than you think you are as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's getting too late for that fitness to all fall away. But don't jump off a cliff. So, yeah, that was good. But then I did hurt at the weekend, and I still... But I think I'm on top of it in terms of the fear and the weird pains.
Right.
I think as long as I'm sensible.
So you started to feel it a bit when we went for the run with old Kate Carter.
Yeah, it was kind of the next day, really. I felt good about those, and the day before.
Right.
And then at the weekend, it was like, yow, something's a bit odd here. So I didn't run on Saturday.
Right.
And now I've run again on Monday. That was great. And it's Wednesday. I can feel it, but then you can feel it when you run a lot always.
I mean,
so what about you?
Well, around about the few days after the Bath Half Marathon, I had these weird pains in my toe.
Yeah.
My second big toe. The toe next to the big toe, which is actually longer than the big toe, which I've since found out means that I have Morton's toe syndrome.
Right.
Which is the...
syndrome.
Which is a symptom, apparently, of enlightenment. I'll run with that.
I never would have run with you if I knew you had a syndrome.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to think about that.
And I've also got flat feet.
Right.
As well, and I tend to pronate. And the combination of this... You know that weird... the ganglion thing I had for ages?
Yeah.
That was obviously a bit of a weakness in the foot.
Yeah.
And that went. But the weakness remained. And basically, I've got a bit of a... just a bit of a foot problem.
Right.
I started...
I wonder if there's anything you've done through your life that's exacerbated that.
Well, I think it's just being flat-footed, yeah.
Yeah.
Just being daft.
And running and doing football.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe running, maybe an increase in mileage. But it's been growing for a while.
Yeah,
I've had
that
weakness for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
I started Googling. Thought I'd broken something, hadn't. It's a cute...
Did you think you had a David Beckham?
I thought I had a metatarsal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. It's a cuboid... thing, which is a system of bones that holds together loads of other bones in the foot.
Tarsi. That was a crossword clue I got the other day. Very tarsi. Obscure word. Groups of bones.
Yeah.
Tarsi.
So I went to this this guy who does feet.
Because to recap on your running, after our Brighton 21, 22, you went out, you were running 22 when we were out with Kate Carter, weren't you?
Yeah, but because it was my wife's 50th... I had to do my...
So it's her fault.
Absolutely not. No.
It's her fault.
But I had to... I blame her. Of course I blame her.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to do my long run on the Thursday midweek, which meant that in 1 7-day period, I did run 86 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is way more than I've ever done before.
Yeah, and that's quite a lot.
It's a lot of miles, isn't it, 86? Yeah.
Well, you know, you say you're fitter than you think, you know. And I know listeners know that I'm always comparing myself to you, and I added up how many miles I've run last week. Well, in 5-6 days.
Yeah.
And it was 45-50.
That's a lot. That's a lot of miles. That's loads of miles. So, but in terms of this kind of worrying pain and just okay pain, I'm just holding it. I'm manipulating my foot. I'm putting Tiger Balm on it. I'm going to this guy.
Yep.
And I'm still doing everything I was doing.
So when you're running, like when you're actually running, is it hurting all the time or does it fade back?
Not really. It comes and goes.
Yeah, yeah.
It fades in and out, but it's one of those things. It's not ideal. If I wasn't doing a marathon in a month, I probably would not be running as much.
Takes some
time, but I am caught a little bit in that London or bus syndrome.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're allowed to take the bus. And a lot of the routes are closed on the day. Have I misunderstood? Go on the grass, Paul.
But you chat to people
We've
about it.
We've got to the path, but...
I chat to people about it at the club, and I was like, I've got this foot thing, and they were just really matter-of-fact about it. They were like, but can you still run? I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And they're obviously all carrying stuff. A lot of a lot of runners tend to be carrying something that's bothering them at any one time.
That's what you get from running a lot.
Yeah. And there's just loads of self-diagnosis going on and manipulations and massage.
You have to cross it.
Especially at this stage.
Yeah. And particularly when you pile on the training.
Yeah.
Pile on the training.
Yeah, like it.
That's funny of him because he can see the pile on. Is that right, like the one that was behind that house you were
going to buy? He was, honestly. He was as big as that.
Does it affect the market value at all?
So do you feel like you've psychologically got past it, even if you haven't physically got past it?
I feel like I'm psychologically accommodating it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm annoyed with it. At first I was like, I had a day where I thought I wouldn't be able to do London.
Yeah.
And that was pretty hard work. But I've sort of realised that I can do it just...
Oh, look, here's the river. Sorry.
Just go for it, yeah.
You've sort of realised that you've... So, look at that bird. That's a egret. That's a rare, it's like a white heron.
Nice
that's good, isn't it? How's going on that? See if you can see that. See that white bird there? Egret, guys.
Let me shoot this.
This is the Lee River at the north end of Hackney Marshes. A good excuse to stop for a second. And from here you get a brilliant view as well of the Olympic Park up the other end. Although they're building it now, so Ernest Kapoor's twisty-turny thing is surrounded by scaffolding. So it looks less like a spaceship than it normally does. Still, pretty cool.
It's a nice little view. So I don't really... I'm just sort of cool with it. It's just there. It's just got to be dealt with. I don't think it's going to affect my pace too much.
I think if you...
And I think I'll benefit from a taper and more massage before the...
That's what I was going to say. I think as long as... I think it's that thing of running and not running, you know. I think that it's hard to get your head around it, but at the fitness we're at, that keeping running but not running millions of miles, you can actually recover while still training.
Although I am running a lot of miles.
Yeah. So how many have you run since? Have you run any more long runs since last Thursday?
No, but I will be doing. I will be doing on Sunday. I'll do about 60 miles this week and then 45 and then...
So you're not so much leaving it alone as just hoping for... Just carrying
I'm just
on running
bothering
on,
it, hoping for the best, hoping for the best and treating it simultaneously.
Well, I went out on Monday thinking, I skipped that run on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be fit for London. You know, worried about these knees. And then I went out and I was really trying not to go off too fast.
Yeah.
But just pootling along. And my pootle, my bimble.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast.
Good, good.
You know, but not ridiculous. I wasn't hammering it.
Yeah.
But it was faster than when we run and talk, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And that felt good because it felt very natural. It was very unforced.
Good.
And then I felt good. I did all my exercises. Did the full length plank.
Like it, yeah.
Sat down for lunch. I kind of reset my eating and drinking rules. Oh, no, look, I was wrong about Anish Kapoor. Look, it's right there. We're just outside when I took the picture. What an idiot. There you go. Pretty fancy. See, looks like a spaceship. Sorry. And tell me when the spaceship lands. So when we get to this next bit, should we do the avenue between the... No, we'll go around the edge.
So if anyone's... listen and got this Morton's toe thing, I'd be interested in any insights into it,
particularly as you've had it in the past and come through it, I suppose.
Because some people get rid of the joints, get rid of the second joint in the toe because of it. Apparently it can cause problems,
right?
Because I pronate as well, and my stance is a bit so after.
When I was a young lady in Victorian times, I did have a couple of ribs removed to wear corsets.
I'm actually thinking of having some ribs removed for the marathon, just to...
Yeah.
There's something a bit wrong with my arm carriage. I was actually going to get my elbow joints removed as well and just kind of flop my arms.
Yeah.
I think that'll be more economical.
You should have your head removed.
Yeah. Just get my neck kind of... So my head's just lolling with the flopping arms.
Sounds good. I mean, I'm not a doctor,
Tom Kitson looks really healthy.
I'm not a doctor, but it's just sense. It's just good sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the will of the people.
Yeah.
So just hack it off and hope for the best.
So see what I did? Nice. This is
I made it a Brexit thing.
kind of like a...
That's weird, there's a little...
This is where alien landers. This is where they all land, this is where the UFOs come to play football on a Saturday.
Cut a loop in the mud. It's a grassy loop off the end of that football. I don't know what it's for. It's crazy, isn't it?
Very strange little crop circle.
It's like a very muddy, definitely provided by Hackney Council, crop circle. Right.
Very mysterious.
It's kind of ugly. So, well, I'll tell you what made me happy. And to be fair, it was after that run and exercise.
These look, I like the look of these. These little
good
paths. Maybe we'll do them second lap round, shall we?
I'm keeping you off the tarmac, Paul.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Which is fair enough, yeah.
So, also, at this time of year, you run that road through the trees in Hackney Marshes. It's a really good bit of road because in your head it's just a little quarter of a mile, but it really loops around. So it's actually a long mile. But at this time of year, it's full of bugs.
Right.
Tiny little midges being born off the trees and the river.
Just and attacking us.
Yeah, you just get a cloud of them. You end up running, talking with floppy arms. Yeah, flapping both hands and going...
Sweating.
And people just don't say hello. People coming the other way as you come flapping down saying...
It's a deep pleasure to just running on grass, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice. We're not going to go barefoot today, though.
We're not bashing.
Another
I'm actually wearing these toe separators that this bloke suggested.
Are they toe separators or toe removers?
No, they're toe separators.
Good.
Toe, just between the big and the Morton's toe, a kind of fleshy globule.
All right, no one wants to hear that.
So it's because of the way weight gets transferred through the toe, apparently.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
So we'll see.
My toes hurt with a bit of distance.
Yeah.
Nothing so serious. All that exercise and planking on Monday, I thought, it's good, it felt easy. I sat down for it straight away, you know, to refuel, as it were. And I've really been watching all my portions and things.
Right.
I had a very healthy lunch. It was a smoothie. And a smoothie, by the way. This is my favourite smoothie.
In YouTube, Rob's recipe for the day.
Here we go. Avocado.
Yeah.
Handful of spinach.
Like it.
Rinsed, obviously. A lemon. I just peel off the outside yellowy bit.
Right.
But leave the pith on, you know.
So a whole lemon. Throw a lemon in. Right.
Lemon. Avocado.
Right.
Handful of spinach. Handful of blueberries.
Yeah.
Ice. Water up to the line. Really whiz it till it's smooth.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Actually nice.
Sounds good.
Green. It's just the right amount of sweet.
Very
I used
healthy.
To make it with goji berries, but I think they're a bit of snake oil. And
they're a bit overrated, aren't they? Hideously expensive.
Really expensive. Ours had gone off, so I threw them away. And do you know what? It tasted less sweet and was all the better for it. And also it was green instead of a sludgy, muddy colour.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I can recommend it. I'll have one today. And some hummus and oat cakes, but not many oat cakes. And I sit in there thinking, I'm really fit, I'm really set, you know, the weigh-in was good, it's all good. And then I realised I was just lightly trembling. So I think I've been exercising slightly harder than I thought I had.
Yeah. I was actually unable to move.
I am fine. This is me, normal. Robert. Oh,
I've developed a slightly... not particularly healthy regime after Tuesday training.
Yeah.
Went to Heathside yesterday and we did 6 miles tempo.
Yeah.
On the road, which is something I can never do on my own, run fast and steady on my own.
So you go through this goal just for the satisfaction of it?
Just for the...
Goals are important.
For the Kez moment.
I think I missed
it. What I've started to do is go training on Tuesday and then nip to the chippy afterwards.
Yeah, good.
So I get...
good stroke bad.
I get a nice portion of chips... with some mashy peas.
Yeah, yeah.
Take my home chip back as a mashy peas.
Yeah, when I was
a banana.
When I was like 11, I was going to swimming 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Doing serious swimming. I could like swim a length underwater.
Right.
I was in the school squad for breaststroke. But the swimming pool was opposite the chip shop. And yeah, I used to go in there and have
it's great, isn't it?
Large chips, a couple of battered sausages.
Lovely.
Maybe a fish cake.
Right.
And have a guess. By the time I was 13, which I was, A, fat, or B, top swimmer.
Yeah. I think you put on a bit of lard.
Yeah.
Bit of lard. I'm never really into the battered sausage thing. I just go chips. Just chips. A chip butty for me.
The worst of it was that chip I thought... it's that carb double, isn't it? You want the bread and the potatoes.
Yeah.
The worst day was the day I went in and ordered saveloys because I thought that's what battered sausages were. But no.
What is saveloy?
Saveloy's like a soft, spicy red sausage.
Right. Ooh.
Ooh, it's like a torture.
Ooh. Saveloy.
Ooh, aye, aye.
Saveloy. Aye,
aye, saveloy. Which, of course, is the unofficial theme tune of the London Marathon. Ba 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 ba.
Oi, oi, saveloy. Ba ba da ba da ba da da. Oi. Oi, etc.
Here comes Paula Radcliffe tacking into a saveloy. The final 200
metres. I don't think
meters.
That's a saveloy.
Is that a... What's that? Crouching by the road. Is that a saveloy? And then we can move away, move away.
Comedically, we should probably move away. So, coming up on Once Around the Marsh, how far do you think that was? How far do you think it is around
maybe
the grass?
Maybe 2 miles. What do you think?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
I think we'd be disappointed. I don't think we'd go quite to. But something happened in that direction. The answer is just over 2 miles.
Just over two.
Let's go round again. Oi, oi, saveloy. Yeah. Maybe we'll turn back the hands of time.
So they're setting up some kind of sprint football session there.
That wasn't there first time round, was it? Let's have a look at that.
It's all change. It's all change around here, mate.
What's that exercise? I saw some people doing that near my house. Past Hackney Marshes Centre, by the way. That's where we started. Good place. Got a toilet, it's important to Paul.
Yeah, it is, yeah. She's training.
These guys are doing some
She's
skills.
Some football training, some drills. Like it.
Apparently, my daughter's school teachers come at relief last Friday.
All right.
And the school teacher took one of those shallow football cones that they have. You know, the little to mark areas out in the playground.
Right.
Red one. And she bit it on her face. So that all you could see was her nose. She said, I've got this, something's wrong with this. It's good comedy.
I missed the Comedy Relief. I heard it was a really good show this year.
Did you?
No. It's an impossible show anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's too noisy and chaotic. And
yeah. And also, I think one thing has maybe been lost and maybe it needs some kind of fresh angle. But I think one of the things that made Comedy Relief good in the first place is that it was important to the people on it that it was funny and everyone was impressed with their humour. Because I think the problem with children in need is that sense of it's all for a good cause, so it doesn't have to be funny.
Right.
And I think from a performance point of view, that can be really excruciating, can't it?
Yes.
It's something sort of loosely comedic.
But not funny.
But no one's trying to make it actually funny.
It's awful.
It can become a harder watch than the little videos that say...
It's awful, yeah.
These children are starving. So...
It's all people want is for it to be funny.
Yeah. But, you know...
Good cause.
Our mate Sarah Cox danced for 24 hours.
Amazing.
I mean, I danced for 36 hours in Fergus McVeigh's kitchen once, but they were different times.
Yeah. Amazing. Dancing, I tell you, I think dancing quite sorted out my foot because it was Rachel's 50th at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a good old dance off. It was a great party, actually.
Yeah, good.
Because it was just classic get drunk and dance for hours with loads of mates, stupid party.
Good, good.
And they're just the best, aren't they?
Of course.
You get them so rarely as you get old.
Exactly, so you know
just
how to
just goofing around and. Oh, it was brilliant. Really good fun.
Oh, good. Is that, and that's, she's having more than one party, right?
She's having a party in Devon, yeah.
Good.
It's become like a festival of her 50th.
Good.
Which she deserves.
Absolutely.
The big 5-0.
That's right. Well, Hawaii, wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Hawaii
5-0. Like it. Yeah. We had Toby Jones DJ, name drop.
Nice.
Dobby on the decks. Taking it very seriously. And
I watched, there's a really good, the David Suchet, yeah. Murder on the Orient Express with, you know, Poirot.
Right, yeah.
It's really excellent because it's Suchet.
Yeah.
It's quite recent. And they kind of took it up a notch.
Right.
You know, so you've got those ones from 10, 20 years ago with Hastings that last an hour. And it's like, oh, Inspector Japp. And it's all very cozy and like heartbeat.
Right.
And then this Murder on the Orient Express, It's like a Hollywood film.
Really?
It's a really classy production. Great cast, including all the British actors are great. You're in there. Hugh Bonneville's in there. And what's the guy? Morrissey. Is it David
Morrissey?
Morrissey's in there. And then Americans, Barbara Hershey, Jessica Chastain, and David Suchet's in it as well. And of course, he's playing the same role, but he really steps up. He's like...
There's so much talent around
him. It's so good. And, of course, your mate, W on the Decks, is in that.
He turned up the
playing league. A really, really nasty American.
He's quite enjoying playing nasty roles at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a nasty thing.
Although he wasn't nasty in the Agatha Christie that was on at Christmas. Oh, he's just great. He's always great.
Yeah, he's always good. He's always good.
Well, get him out for a run.
He likes listening to running commentary, actually. Funnily enough, in bed he listens.
Right.
He likes to listen to us breathing heavily before he goes to sleep. He finds it quite relaxing.
Okay.
Slightly odd.
Yeah, I mean, some
fans are a fan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Listen to listen. Good. Hello, people, Toby. Don't touch that.
People listen in all zones, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, hey!
I really going to injure my foot, that one.
I kicked a plastic bottle.
And I liked it.
I kicked a taste of the Strongbow in it.
So you've been doing gigs and you've been...
I had a weekend down at Up the Creek in Greenwich.
Any good?
Oh, yay! Seven.
The old famous Up the Creek.
Yeah, really nice. Good gigs.
Tough, it can get pretty lively there, can it?
It's
it can
very,
get on the extreme side of lively.
It's very alpha.
Right.
You know... There are lots of unreconstructed South East London men in there.
Tough geezers.
Proper geezers.
Yeah.
And they kind of love it.
Yeah.
And you kind of, I know I'm me, I've just talked about having a NutriBullet smoothie and eating hummus.
Yeah.
But, you know, I meet some of these guys and think...
They don't even know what a NutriBullet is.
You know what I say? It's 2017. Yeah. Bit of self-awareness. And then, because of that, you get this male-female thing. So many couples. It's like, and lots of
Hen
very
nights.
Feminine, very well-turned-out women of all ages, but they're kind of all tokened to a man.
Yeah.
Even if it's a group, it's like men and women in a group. And if it's a group of women or men, they're all celebrating something. And the whole
it's
thing...
It's traditional, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a lot of battle lines in there.
Yeah.
But and then the least of your worries is how what's the word? How spicy they are as an audience. It's what everyone worries about. But the moment you show you any good,
they like it.
They're kind of filing behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're so keen to have a good time there.
Exactly, and it's a great room. So it's really kicking. I suppose ultimately it comes back to me that I'm thinking, hello everyone. I'm quite a self-aware North London Guardian reader. What do you think of me?
Yeah.
We like you, mate.
Just be funny, mate. Whatever.
Yeah. No
just
problem.
Crack a joke about it. Let's move on.
All right then.
Jog on, mate.
Yeah. So, had a good time. It's a lovely club. And of course, I was doing stuff about running and everything, and I... the marathon, London Marathon, goes literally past the front door up the creek. Which is always a nice...
Of course it is, yeah.
I did it one... I think I did it on the Friday before the marathon once. And they were already putting the barriers out.
Exciting.
Let's not go this way. We're going to get stuck. I had an idea that we'd go around behind the building works, but...
Did we come this way first? I can't remember this from the first
time. We did. We just headed for that corner, which was a good idea. Look at that. That's why there's two hairpins on the park run. I think they're building... You know that lovely Hackney Marshes Centre?
Yes.
You know... You know in The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
You got Minas Tirith, which is like the White Tower, and Minas Morgul, which is where Sauron's eye is.
Right.
That's what they're building here. It's like an evil opposite.
Yeah. like it, yeah.
And Sauron's eye will be able to look
coming
across
along. It's coming along.
It's part of Brexit.
Yeah.
Because someone's going to cut Nigel Farage's fingers off, and he's going to turn into a big fiery eye in the sky, keeping an eye on London.
None of a doubt.
Sorry to get all journalistic and technical. So, talking of doing comedy about the old running.
Yes, mate.
I got a video
from Bath.
Comedian Bath.
Yeah.
I thought I'd have a look at this. Specifically, I'd quite like to, because that bit isn't online or anything. I want to do a video of my bit about running and 90s music. And so I watched that video, and do you know what I found out?
What have you found out, mate?
Got a bit of a gut on me.
Rubbish. What are you on about, mate?
No, don't
what
even
What are you
try.
On about?
So, but actually, we talked about strategies and food and drink. I have lost half a stone since Bath.
Have you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I haven't tried too hard. That's I really amazing. Think it is. It's just resetting your things. You know, you should never starve yourself, and I would never starve myself. I've got a really healthy appetite. I just went back to Deering's original rules from when I first lost weight, which were no bread, no beer, portion control.
Yeah.
Lost half a stone. How long is it? Three weeks?
Amazing. That's great. You're going to feel the difference, you know.
It also just goes to show that despite not being as heavy as I used to be, that's a jay flying up into that tree. See? Good old spring.
It's still so easy to put on weight, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, if it falls off that easily, it's extra weight.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's just comfy. It's just a...
So, certainly...
Well, that's great.
I might put that video on the internet so just so I can say, see? Look at the gut on that.
Maybe you could splice it with a... Another one filmed at a different venue, you know, post-marathon.
Why don't I just get two photos and make a flick book?
Yeah. Before?
I could fill in between with like a, just with a black marker pen. So we're back at the corner by the Lee Bridge. The weather's slightly picked up, I would say.
It's nice, isn't it? Isn't it? We've had some really nice weather, haven't we?
Last couple of days have been really beautiful. I think there's been a lot of marathon talk, but talking to people who are listening in bed, in the bath, in the car. I was talking to a friend of mine who loves to run in an email yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was saying, yeah, I've been really busy. I haven't done much running recently. I say, fair enough. You know, if you were thinking you like to run, but you didn't do any, or if you made a New Year's resolution, but then dropped it off, here's a little note. Spring's come.
Yes.
Running's just suddenly got
it
good.
It just makes you want to run more, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, I think that's a nice time. You often see, I think a fair few people see these spring marathons on telly. I think I could get into that.
It's a bit like Wimbledon, isn't it?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. If you go for a run after a marathon, fair enough. If you try and be good at tennis after Wimbledon and you've never played before, the effect won't be quite the same. Yeah.
It's quite... I remember when I was running, but... not as into it as we are now, and you'd see the runners a spring approach, the people been running all through it, and it was that kind of rebirth thing, isn't it, when you've been running through the winter.
Yeah.
When the sun comes out, you just feel it gives you a zip, doesn't it?
It's like a gift especially for you.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I think, but it's true, isn't it? If you haven't been running this last few
just,
weeks,
just keep back into it.
Part of us would love to have not been running. And this is a lovely time to start. And if you've ever run before, you will be amazed at how your body remembers it.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Give it a couple of runs, you'll be back.
It's got nice, it's got clearer, it's kind of limpid.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you do anything special on Mum's Day then, mate?
Yeah, we went to IKEA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, just for her, just to celebrate her day.
It was yeah. Her choice, and it was good.
Yeah.
But it was not, as you say, all that special.
But we were
gambling on the fact that there wouldn't be that many people there, because it was Mother's Day.
Loads of people.
Loads of people. Just rammed to the house.
Absolutely rammed.
We bought an armchair.
Right.
And had to take it out of its box in the car park to fit it in the car. And then two of the Deerings had to get a bus the daughter finagled her way into the car.
Family expedition.
And then I drove with the car seat folded comedically around me like a little scoop, so that when I tried to put down the sun visor, it just wedged between my forehead.
Basically, I'm all right.
There was room for my head, but not for my hair.
Still driving.
And then me taking said armchair up the stairs was a little bit of fun.
A joy.
There's the hair I'm talking about.
Nice. We had the with us. It was the day after the party.
Oh gosh. Right.
So we had, because the party went on. First off, at the party,
was the party in your house?
No, it was at Crouch End Town Hall.
Oh, excellent.
We were originally going to lose an hour. We got there and security said, oh, the clocks go forward, so it's got to finish at one.
We're like, That's a cheek.
It was a bit cheeky, but eventually they came round to our way of thinking.
Good.
And we, I mean, that absolute nonsense, isn't it?
How absolute?
We paid for this place for 6 hours from 8 till 2.
Yeah.
You can't choose.
Yeah, we're going to follow the...
I'm sorry, mate, I'm not going to take this.
Well, never mind.
We're not having this.
Your old thing about time existing. It's like the clock going forward is a fairly spurious thing.
Yeah.
Has to happen sometime in the night. So for them to interpret that to mean, we're taking an hour off you.
And then they were like,
it's the will of the people.
And we normally start shutting it down about 1:45 anyway. So, you know, they're talking about coming in at 1:45 to shut down the party. That's not going to happen.
No, there's going to be a battle if you do that.
These 50-year-old ex-ravers going, and eventually we ended up going to about 2:30. Got a few people back to the house. I went to bed about 4:30. Just tried to sneak off. He was one of those where he just looked around and thought, I'm off to bed. Yeah. I'm not even going to say goodbye. This is it.
But you're that kind of bloke, see, I can imagine that.
Well,
there was always one back in the day who would just slip away.
It was just so... You? People were just so hammered. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just gone way beyond... People were just saying exactly what they thought of each other.
Yeah, brilliant.
In a funny way. But it was like, I just need to go to bed now. I just got really tired, Rob.
Yeah.
It's 4:30 in the morning. She just got
That's
bed.
Fair enough. Yeah. You're old.
She got to bed. Julie fell asleep on the smallest sofa you've ever seen and slept for 8.5 hours.
That's fantastic.
Which is amazing.
Oh, the spirit of the old days was there.
And
this
then
is beautiful.
And then we all went up and went for a meal. Big Sunday lunch because Rachel had a family dinner. And then people just started drinking again. And then at 4:00...
How was she? Was she? I mean, that's brave. That's impressive.
Rachel was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Julie was the main one. She proclaimed at 4:00 that she was on a roll.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, someone probably left it on the sofa the day before.
Yeah. It just got really messy.
Yeah.
Sunday was actually messy. Sometimes the day after the party is more messy than the actual
and
party.
Also, and I also think that after the party, a good party is always better.
Yeah, because you've got the party to chat about.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the relief that the party's over, so there's no tension.
And you want to keep it alive.
Yeah, and you want to keep going.
Yeah.
So they did keep it going.
We went to Mildred's for a vegetarian and vegan meal on Sunday night.
Like it. Nice.
It felt like a real treat at the time. But me and Julia, we got on the horse. We stopped drinking on Sunday.
Right.
Properly, both of us.
Yeah.
4 weeks at least. It's marathon related.
Pre-marathon, yes. I can relate to that, yeah.
And that all seemed lovely, but compared to your do, it doesn't sound much good.
It's good. It's a nice smothering Sunday. Sounds fab. I'd like to not drink this month.
Yeah.
We're going to see how it goes.
Did you drink on Saturday? Did you drink on Sunday?
I drank vodka cranberries on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which was great. It just kept me going. Lovely.
I came home after Up the Creek on Saturday night and I made myself a vodka martini. A really, really good one.
Right.
Oh, Rob's recipe of the week. Yeah. Use Stolichnaya vodka. It's pretty basic.
Stolichnaya.
Just not Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Keep it in the freezer. It won't freeze. It'll become very, very cold and viscous. A little bit before you want your martini, put a martini glass or a champagne bowl into the freezer.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure you've got some ice. Okay. Now you need a measurer and or two measurers, one twice the size of the other, ideally.
Yeah.
And a little jug or a glass to stir it in, and a spoon and a pot of green pitted olives in brine, right?
Like it.
What you want is 2.5 large or 5 small measures of your frozen vodka. Half a measure of vermouth. The perfect vermouth is Noilly Pratt.
Okay.
And then that's 5 to 1, right? 2.5 to 1/2 or 5 to 1.
Right.
pour them into the glass, mixing glass, over a load of ice.
Yeah.
Stir.
Like it. Like
stir them for a while. Give them a good stir till it's all freezy, icy cold. Pour it into the chilled glass without the ice. So you put the spoon on the ice, pour it in. And take the spoon. You've been stirring with the back end of the spoon, right?
Right, okay.
Then you take the spoon and you get yourself four olives. You get them two at a time. Keep all the water that comes with them.
Yeah.
And take a third spoonful of water. That's really dirty.
Dirty.
But that's the way you want it.
That's dirty.
And I'm telling you, that is the perfect vodka martini. Chewing it, James Bond. Nothing
that's
like it.
It's
got no idea. So I made one of those and did the washing up. And good that is a drink that will get you through 4 weeks of not drinking.
Also get you through the washing up.
Exactly. It was the best, most fun I've had doing the washing up. Everyone, see, the dinner, I wasn't that late.
Yeah.
But everyone was tired and the clocks were going forward. It wasn't just that everyone was in bed. They'd all been in bed for hours.
I'll tell you what, you do feel... I know it's not a lot, but you feel that lost hour, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The mornings are a bit sharper, aren't they, this week?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, well, buddy this morning has got to be at school early. She has to get up at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yes, my son did as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
it's like getting up at 6.
He's very... Exactly.
Yeah.
And we were very good, I think, because we both had to do it.
Right.
We're both being really brave, but... There weren't many words exchanged.
No.
I'll tell you that much. God, it's tough. Mind you, I slept really badly last night. I woke up after about an hour.
Yeah.
With a bad headache. Had trouble getting my sleep, kept waking up.
Dehydrated?
I think it was Brexit fear.
Is it?
And then I started getting stress dreams about this run.
Really?
I dreamt we were here. I was like, I'll be there in a minute. I didn't bring the headphones. I just got to go back in and get the headphones. I think it was too much Frasier before bed.
If only you'd known.
It always goes wrong in Frasier. So, we're coming up on twice around the marshes.
I think we could do... Can we do one more?
Yeah, sure. I think we should.
I'm okay with one more.
So that's two and a bit.
Yeah.
We, this bridge on the left here, while those building works are there, just at the end of the park run, you turn left over that bridge.
Right.
And the beginning of the park run is up here ahead of us.
So that's a bit of a swift turn, isn't it?
Get a better picture of it.
That's worth...
You suddenly turn off onto that.
Like, should we get
a little...
Let me show
you.
So you come down here?
Yeah, this is where you start. This run towards me as you're starting.
And then you've got...
And on the way back, you suddenly have
to
come back down there.
That's a tough little turn.
And then there's a hairpin on the other side. It's just a bit too far.
A double hairpin.
It really hurts. But... Once you know it's there, it's not a problem.
It's doable.
It's eminently doable.
Yeah.
And you can use all those coming back on yourself things. You can turn them positively or negatively, can't you? You know,
it's funny whether some people speed up into a hairpin and some people slow down.
Yeah.
I tend to slow down into it and accelerate out of it.
Yeah.
What's your...
That's like driving a car.
Yeah.
I just take it really easy. I'm absolutely terrible at turns.
Right.
Physically, I'm such a super tanker. The ideal run
for me... You have to do a three-point turn.
It's always
physically.
A straight line.
Yeah.
So I basically come to a complete stop and then start again.
Yeah.
Rather than do anything sideways with my knees. Because they'd go...
Get lateral.
So, last week, I'd done a new playlist of all running music.
All right, yeah.
I spent some time on it in Brighton, actually, after I run.
Yeah.
And I really was quite emotional about it. Some of the tunes on there brought me to tears.
Right.
I made the playlist, came home, wrote this really heartfelt blog, and then I put a link to it on Running Comedy on Facebook, but Facebook just didn't post the link.
Oh, that's a bit...
Because Facebook don't really like Spotify.
Right.
So instead, what came off was, do you prefer our podcast or music? And of course, everyone probably... From their own opinion, but also thinking about what we wanted to hear. Everyone said, no, God, no.
Yeah.
And quite right too, but it's really hurt me.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't mean to ask, guys.
It's because the link
wasn't
there, wasn't
it? I understand the
answer.
But I didn't mean to ask. Look at this blossomy tree. That's a cherry tree.
Don't be hurt.
Taste
cherry blossom.
Cherry lipstick. I kissed a tree and I liked it. Oi. Oh,
cherry blossom.
But I realised also, running across the marshes there, the reason I like to run, listening to music, is because my head is always full of music.
Right.
More in my back. It's just taking control of whether it's any good or not, you know.
Yeah.
I was running down there in my coat, and it was going, yeah. And I come up with this tune, it kind of went, yeah. So I got that stuck in my head.
You'd rather put a record on, wouldn't you?
It has been proved that a bit of music makes you experience pain better, doesn't it? It can help you run faster, basically, at a certain level, can't it?
Oh, totally. I mean, I need it. The other thing I found, though, when we were going back to Brighton again, because I was still there till the Monday.
Yeah.
I did a run quite similar to a long run, but just shorter.
Right.
So I did that long hill up into the Downs, and then turned right back to the sea and round, but on a slightly shorter loop, and also in much shorter weather.
Yeah.
I say shorter, that's not quite the word I meant. Up into a rainy cloud, freezing. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a really good run. But I was so appreciative of doing this because, you know, that hill, as I said, that we did it deliberately, you know, to start off slow. And you do have to go slow. It's a proper hill. And, God, it's so long.
Yes.
I didn't notice it when we did
it. Much easier in company, isn't it?
Yeah, God.
It's so much easier running long distances in company.
Yeah. Because you can go slow without thinking, oh, I'm never going to get there.
Go slow and also have a chat. And sometimes you breeze along quite quick and you're just chatting so you don't feel it. And
yeah.
It just compresses time.
I never would have done it. I had that, you know, I'm in that kind of music listening headspace. But I think when it comes down to it, it just goes to show that they all work.
Yeah.
That thing you didn't think you liked works. Even running on my own without music, I have enough experience with it to know it's not nearly as bad as I imagine it would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I do those long... I ran to the podcast the other week and did it with you and Kate Carter from The Guardian. Very good runner.
Yeah, yeah.
Very keen runner, very good runner.
If this goes right, you heard that last week.
Yeah, yeah. Really insightful, really good fun. And then after
that... She's going to have an amazing London.
Yeah, she's going to do well in London. And after that, I ran another 11 miles on my own.
Yeah.
Pretty hard work.
Yeah.
Quite hard work, that.
I bet you missed us.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
The other thing about commitment, though, and the thing that made me realise that I might not be quite as much of a runner at heart as you and Kate is, we ran round Regent's Park that day without going in.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's something I'd never do on my own.
No.
I'd always go in.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, that's a park.
Yeah. She's like metronomic, isn't she? She
yeah,
likes
yeah.
a little.
And metronomic is the best runner of all the drummer-based DJs.
Metronomic.
So, yeah.
Now, if I have the option between a grassy park or a road around a park, I'll always take the park.
Yeah. Well, it's nice also to stop here because someone's coming across.
Right, well.
Excellent to be in the grass in the park and still get to a crossroads and have someone come past.
Just at that moment.
That's really good. The other thing about music and running is I have an old friend a couple of my old friends were really good DJs back in the day.
Yeah.
And he was excellent. And very specific as well. He used to do a lot of, I think it was kind of before they called it trance, a lot of ambient house. You know,
right.
Really nice, not drum and bass, very steady beats.
Right.
Smooth sounds.
Yeah.
So too fast for chill out.
Sort of ultra tunes.
Yeah, and chilled out.
Ultra mixes, yeah.
And very, you know, no singing really. The odd sort of sampled vocal, but no sommy songs.
Yeah.
And he used to make great. And then he'd make takes as well, which weren't all like that. You know, he'd tailor it to your needs. And we also liked Depeche Mode and the music of Star Wars. And a couple of times in the blog I've talked about this tape that he did for me years ago, which started out with a theme from Star Wars.
Right.
And then went into Access, the dance tune Access.
What? How does that go?
Bump, 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 bump. And I so wish I had those two tunes bumped up against each other on my running playlist. Anyway, I mentioned it, and guess what he did?
He did.
DJ Dapple, guess what he did?
What did he do?
He made me a brand new contemporary playlist.
Well, that's great.
That's what got me through that exercise session on Monday.
Have you got your playlist sorted for London?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's like a billion songs on it.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
You can maybe do with that one. That
yeah.
Segway at 22 miles.
I'll get that on there.
Yeah.
Do you know, the one time I planned to hear one song in London was a few years ago now. I wanted to hear Firework. I told you this story before, I think I have. And I put it, made sure it was on the playlist.
Right.
But it didn't come out because there's a lot of songs on there.
Yeah.
And then I was doing my recovery run in
Cardiff, yeah. And it played. Right. And I thought, well, this is
you just started sprinting. Yeah.
This is what I wanted to hear. And I kind of imagined hearing it and seeing my kids on the sidelines. I started to really massively cry. I thought, I'm actually quite glad I'm on my own in Cardiff for this. Yeah.
Have you seen that thing about the viewing gallery in London's a bit messed up this year, isn't it? On the normal zone where people go, you know, where they can see you twice sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some works happening around there.
West Ferry Roundabout?
I think so, yeah.
I think that was the case last year as well.
Was it? Right.
Yeah. But it isn't. They haven't got... Because last time they didn't have all those screens in the tunnels. They were fantastic. The big problem this year I've seen is that you can't get a train out of London Bridge.
Right. Well, you can't get a train into...
If we're going to Green Start...
Yeah.
Maze Hill...
Right.
This won't be a problem for everyone because it's different starts, so...
Right.
Da-da-da. But best way to Maze Hill, all the other years, is London Bridge. There's no trains from London Bridge to Maze Hill. We've got to go to Cannon Street.
Oh, dear. And then what?
I was saying to my wife, oh, I think I might need a lift to Cannon Street. And she was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You have to find your brother.
Yeah. How's that going to go?
When we get to this corner here, we've got to stop. I've got a stone in my shoe.
Yeah, go for it.
Also, I want to see how this building works coming along. What are they going to make? What do you reckon? Oh, there's a sign. Let's see what it is.
Oh, it's
Hackney Marshes.
It's a little picture to answer that very inquiry.
It's going to be Hackney Marshes Pavilion.
Hackney Marshes Pavilion. Nice.
And this is where Sauron...
A new high-quality changing facility.
Lovely.
At North March.
But haven't they got an old high-quality changing facility?
The pavilion will replace the existing changing room building and will complete the council's wider transformation programme for the marshes.
Oh, great.
16 full-size changing rooms, 4 officials' rooms. Can never have too many officials' rooms.
Right.
And a new social space. Like it.
Yeah. So we can use that for future parties.
Yeah.
You'll have to go. You have to go because... Here you go. Hold that a second,
cool,
would you? I'm not going to put my phone on the ground.
Yeah, of course.
Not after last time.
Badly.
So these are my new shoes, which I've now worn for many a long mile, so they're not new anymore.
Still feeling good, are they?
I think they're good, yeah. I mean, I think when I go 15 miles plus, my toes start to hurt, but I think that's from all the running. Not really a problem. There's not toe
not
trouble
kind of
like
solvable.
You.
Yeah.
And I think I know what I'm going to wear everywhere else. I have started using a little Vaseline.
Have you really?
Only on the tops of my toes, though.
Right.
But I think it does. If you've got somewhere that's chafing that you discover in the training run, Vas is the first position, isn't it?
Vas works a treat, doesn't it?
Yeah. That raven there looks like he's lost. He's sitting there on the top of the fence, like he's trying to think of something to say, but it won't come out. See that?
Hello, mate. He's overlooking the works. I think he's the foreman on site.
Yeah. He looks like this.
Come on, mate. Come on. Enough of that. You've had half hour. Get on with it.
He's raving.
Pavilion won't build itself. I'm still contemplating going off watch for the marathon.
Who wants to be a pavilionaire? I don't. I think you should definitely go off watch.
It would be quite liberational, quite scary.
Look, well, let's speculate, right? If you're off watch for the London Marathon, what would you want to see on the mile marker clocks? Look, that's that green bridge over the canal goes back to my house. So you're going past each mile.
I'd want it to go about 6:45s.
Yeah.
So, but it's more like the 10K markers. It's more about 41 minutes each 10K.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way of doing it. But there's time at every mile marker apart from 26.
6:45. 13 and a half. 20:15. 27. I can't do the maths.
No, but I'd look at 5Ks and 10Ks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's part of the reason why I don't want to do it. Because you do end up spending a bit of mental energy with calculations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a thing about people when you're chatting to them about the marathon, it's always, I want to go through the half in this and that in that, and I'm going to take a gel here, there, and there. And
that's right.
It's that sort of slight over anxiety about the plan.
Yeah, that's right.
Because really, you're reaching that stage where you're 20 miles in and you're just running.
Yeah.
Or you're not. Do you know what I mean?
You know what it is. Exactly. And you know what the run you want should feel like.
Exactly.
And you should be able to trust that. I mean, I would say the only thing wrong with your plan of going off watch is that in London, there's too much information.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to ignore
But in a way, that's what I mean.
Look at these two for joy, as we talk about it. Three.
Like
it.
Yeah.
Three for a girl. Damn it. Someone else's joy. Four for a boy.
Four
yes. There's loads. There's more. Listen to these.
What are you talking about?
Money.
But
that's
about 18.
But that's why I'd kind of... I could do it in London off watchness. Because you're surrounded by time anyway.
Yeah.
So you're just taking it off your wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you're not going to get you know.
Yeah.
You're bombarded with information.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the reasons why I really liked York was because you could get into your flow and you were just something...
Because no foreigners, that's what it was, wasn't it?
No, there was just less people.
No, it wasn't that, wasn't it?
There was just less people. I found it I found it really relaxing.
No, absolutely.
Just getting into that, just running.
I was thinking about being a... I was joking, by the way, about the foreigners. I was thinking how... If I'm uncomfortable in London, particularly as a note after the busyness of Bath.
Yeah.
If I'm uncomfortable in London, I'm going to visualise, I'm going to imagine I'm in York.
Yeah.
You know? But I think also, you can always do that. You can always take yourself on a run and imagine you're on a different run.
I mean, it always eases out. You always find your flow, but...
Yeah.
It's just that with the crowds and the constant time, and then you've also got your own time.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm just removing one of those
factors.
Well,
I never do that. I never run with a watch.
Right.
At an event, I'll start my timer so I've got the reference, but it's on my phone.
Right.
So it goes in my back pocket.
Right, okay.
And that's that.
Yeah.
And, I can attest that you know how you're doing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I have fear of the watch. Like the whole fear of Strava. If I was wearing a running watch... I would look at it.
Yeah, you end up checking it all the time and it gets debilitating.
That's right.
It gets mentally
tiring.
I told
you about that guy, that really good runner in Scotland. He was going really well.
But just checking it.
He looked at his watch so often.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about the existence of time and what it really means. One thing's for sure, he was virtually looking at his watch again before any time had passed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
Oh no, I just haven't stopped looking at my watch.
Just focus on the person in front of you and try and catch them. You're maintaining pace, you know.
That's right,
it's like
absolutely.
you know how you're doing.
That's right. Now, I think picking someone slightly ahead of you, it's great the way... I mean, you can also go mad doing that, obviously. You think, oh, there's that guy. I'm going to stay on them. And they're quite away from you, which is good. Keep your eyes up, your head up. And you keep following them. You think about something else for a bit. You look at them again. You suddenly realise it's a different person.
Yeah.
And then you think, they've long gone. They're much faster than me. I'll never see them again. And then you see them again. They're still there. And
people tend to plague you, don't they, during the race? You get these people pop up and back.
Yeah, as long as people are going steady. I did have one guy a couple of marathons ago who was making a fuss.
Right.
He kept diving across, going faster, going slower, cutting hard in to pick up water or going in the toilet. And the great thing about that is you just can't keep that silly rubbish up.
No, you're going to stress yourself out.
So he disappeared after a while. But he went off making a fuss. You tie yourself up making a fuss, kids. Keep your head down. It's going to take all day.
That's the thing that people forget about, isn't it? This sort of desire to over-control what's going to happen on the day.
Yeah.
It's a lot simpler than we make it, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going for a really long run.
Well, it brings
obviously, you want to do it quite quickly and stuff, but it's, you know, the elements are the same.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And all this thinking...
You're in your trainers, you're going for a run.
This is definitely something we said every other time we've done a marathon, but it's well worth a mention. And that is all this thinking, all this shenanigans. It'll get you through the first 5-10 minutes. You know, and after that, you're just running.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
All that stress, what am I wearing? What am I taking with me? What am I going to do with my phone, my gels, my watch?
Yeah.
It's start line stuff.
Yeah. It's saving grace, isn't it? You know.
Yeah. I mean, from here, I'm not looking forward to the marathon. I'm looking past the marathon.
Yeah.
To when I drink again.
Yeah. But it's that's the sort of the stage that you're preparing for is a stage beyond all that planning and prep, isn't it? It's the sort of 18 to 24 mile zone.
Yeah.
Where you are just in your essence as a runner, aren't you?
Yeah,
doing
that's
a
right.
marathon. You're a marathon runner then.
That's right.
And it's so beyond any kind of... Obviously, you're really knackered, but you can't control that stuff.
No.
You're just there. So how do you feel about it?
And everything we're talking about is still... It's still there. It's like surfing, isn't it? You know, it's like people saying, going back to me, people saying, I listen to music. Oh, I don't want to listen to music. I want to experience the crowds. You're doing all of it.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it. You're looking at strangers. You're enjoying the crowd. You're listening to music. And also, you're just running.
Yeah.
And everything, all those other things get kind of pushed back slightly. And you're just surfing them.
Yeah.
As long as those legs keep pumping, you're keep doing the job moving. You're there to do.
Keep moving.
But do keep running if you can.
Keep moving the legs.
And if you can't keep running, keep going.
Yeah.
And always looking for that little jump, hey, whatever it might be. Whether it's a high five or a sweet.
Yeah.
Or a good song.
Or change your stride pattern a bit. Or, yeah. You know, it just might be shake
something really
loose
more running specific, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, reset your posture.
Yeah. Start running the right way.
Something. Yeah. Something's actually hurting. You can stop, rub it, stretch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just start up again. A little jump. Don't actually do a little jump, because your legs will go, oh, what are you doing?
Why is he jumping?
It's a term.
See that weird, like, jumping?
Don't jump.
But of course, if your body does, you get these little aches and pains, and your body finds a way of running with them.
That's it.
But of course, that's where injuries pop up in different places.
I had exactly that thing.
Talking
about dropping my run last Saturday. I was all to do with three pains, one in each knee, one in my right ankle.
Right.
Set off my run on Monday.
Yeah.
And guess where I hurt?
Where?
Left hip.
Because
it really hurt a lot. Because it's all like, a different one. Well, that's it. None of them count.
Because it's all connected, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all just bouncing around.
Yeah. Have you had any massages?
No.
Or did you get any massages?
I will.
Yeah, just what nearer the marathon, you'll get the odd
I'll definitely get one after. I'd love to get one before. And I'd also like to do some yoga. But it's a bit late in the
day.
Gets
a bit pricey as well.
There isn't much time.
Yeah.
But I'd like to balance myself up in that way.
I'm going to get a few massages before the marathon. Just to give us a bit of
the main thing
lusosity.
I'll definitely get. Do you still... Did that woman stop massaging you after you didn't wear any pants?
No, she's still... She kept on phoning me, actually. She's called Tanya.
Yeah.
And she... will be massaging me a little bit before the marathon, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She puts hot stones on you and you feel your muscles just loosen in a gorgeous way. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
She's great.
Just as long as she doesn't put one really massive one on.
Yeah.
Like a couple just of days to cover the marathon.
Just to cover the groin.
I can't get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always trapped underneath a rock on marathon day.
Did you get your marathon time? Well, I didn't get to the start line till the Tuesday.
Yeah. Can you imagine how nervous and anxious the celeb start's going to be this year? Especially when we know a lot of them now, because we've had chats with them. We know all the training that's gone into it.
I think it's going to be a good scene.
Yeah. It's a laugh, but it's still... It's quite high, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all quite agitated.
It's full on. Yeah. I'm going to need a haircut between now and then.
Yeah.
And to get some more Trevor Sorby hair clay. I left it in Brighton.
I've looked like an idiot
ever since.
You set your hair, do you, before the marathon?
I set my hair every day. I'm a very vain man.
That's the virtue of the crew cut, you see.
Yeah, but you do let it grow out sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, it's grown out a bit now, but it'll be locked off before the...
I reckon by the 23rd.
Gets a bit grandma. Bully. Gets a bit grandma before you get it off.
So what about gigs? What have you got? In the pop performance wise team now.
This gigs, I'm doing Brighton Comedia this weekend.
Oh, lovely.
A few gigs. I'm doing a 5 mile.
You can pick up my Trevor Sorby hair, Clay.
I can actually. I'll pick it up.
Are you going to go up into the hills again?
I'm doing a 5 mile road race in Victoria Park on Saturday.
Yeah.
And a club 22 on Sunday, hopefully. Just the last big long run before the marathon. And yeah, should be good fun. The gigs will be right, love.
Yeah, it's lovely down in Brighton.
And you are where are you this weekend?
Oh, also, Brighton that weekend gave me loads of money for Parkinson's UK.
Very generous.
So I just want to tell you that I haven't counted the bucket yet, but I reckon it was hundreds of pounds.
The
keep an eye online and you'll be able to see.
The counting of the bucket's going to be huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to take me days.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't done it. I've got a Comedy Store bucket and a Comedia Brighton bucket, Morning Magpie, and they're too heavy to lift. Too time-consuming to count.
I get the impression that you do that after the marathon as part of the sort of ritual of it.
I'd like to do it now so I can share it with the virtual world and I can say, oh, well, I'll give some money as well. But equally, just got a lot going on. That's a lot of grubby cash to get out in the house.
Yeah.
But there we are. So, we'll be coming up. We've probably broken 6 miles, maybe six and a quarter.
Yeah, six is fine.
And I think we're going to...
It's nice.
Because we're taking it easy. And you, if you are doing London, and it's a week and a half away, you should be taking it even
in the wind down zone, yes, definitely. Yeah.
But it's really nice to... Lots of good dialogue now the season's kicking in, and we'll always try and help even if we've got no idea. So,
one tip. I know we'll be giving more specific tips next week, just right before the marathon.
Yeah.
I do like to buy my race trainers about 4 or 5 days before, go for a couple of really short runs, and then just race a marathon in fresh track. I know that's unorthodox, but I just feel the bounce, and I've never had any problems, especially if you know a trainer that you like.
I think you're looking at a blister-related court case.
Never had one. I found the shoe that works. I get it, the same one every year.
And have you ever had any foot trouble?
It's just fresher. I've had no blisters.
That's not why I asked. Well, I've got new shoes, but I'll have run 100 miles in them before the marathon, which is more... It's the same thing, only more orthodox. Oh, yeah, let's get the Marshes Centre behind us. Look, there we are. What they need here, though, is a new pavilion, wouldn't you say?
Definitely need a new one.
You should have a pavilion.
There we go. That was nice.
Yeah.
Good fun. Running
with Paul. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talking Sir Nugget, Deering.